You're listening to Sounds of the Bazaar with Graham Atwell on Audio Boo. I was thinking, what is Audio Boo? What can it be used for? And I was thinking, what kind of strap line would you put? What are you doing today? No, that doesn't work. But I think it's, how's your day been? And that, like that, it could be a great tool for reflection. As an educational technologist, I'm interested in learning. Reflection is one of the best ways of learning, but it's a very hard thing for students. And I actually think recording a regular short audio like this could be a powerful tool for learning. Anyway, how has my day been? Not the best of days, I have to say. Got up a bit late, but then I was out a bit late last night. Went to my computer. Nothing happens. Crashed. Restarted. Looked at my emails. None of them there. Gone. Every email gone. Well, of course we got them back like you always can. But thinking again, this issue of where your data is and how valuable it is a big issue. Of course, it's partly my own fault. I had about 20,000 emails in the inbox. But how do we store data? And how important is that data for our digital identities, regardless of the jobs we work in? I think data is pretty important, and there's an issue of trust there. Can you trust your own computer not to crash? Of course, we all should have regular backups. And I've got a backup running in Time Machine on an Apple. Of course, the fact I accidentally turned it off on the 24th of February didn't help when I was searching for my data to try and restore it back into the email. But if we rely on cloud computing, on companies like Google, and there's lots of people saying, really, we should be using these services now for education, for our e-portfolios, for our records of our learning, can we trust that Google's going to be there forever? Doesn't seem likely to go broke, but can you trust it? And services like Facebook. Well, I suspect some of you know, when you sign up for Facebook, you sign up that they own your data. And a study this week by academics at the University of Edinburgh found that even when you delete material from Facebook, when you go back 3 months later, it's quite likely to be there if you know the URL. So managing digital identities is a big issue. Who do we trust? Can we trust people? Where do we put our data? What do we say? And so is managing our own data, our own record, our own e-portfolio. Well, that's it for today. From Sounds of the Bazaar, you've been listening to Sounds of the Bazaar on Audio Boo. This is your host, Graham Atwell, signing out.